KCSN, that's new music from Alpha Rev. The song is Sing Loud from an album called Bloom, which is coming out in March. We also had some John Mayer in there. Let me swallow that. Start over again. We had some John Mayer in there as well. And for Melissa and I, a song from Bruce Springsteen's first album we heard growing up here on KCSN. I'm Jim Nelson, and I am joined in the studio now by a songwriter, singer, and performer whose accolades are so plentiful that I can't really list them all, but I'm going to give a few highlights real quick and embarrass Melissa. Mm-hmm. She's an Oscar and two-time Grammy winner. She has her own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She has performed on Broadway. She kicked cancer's butt. Yay! And she had the courage to perform live on the Grammy show with no hair. Oh. 20 years ago this month, she became one of the very first public figures to come out. She is a tireless activist for gay rights, the environment, truth, justice, and the American way. Da, 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 da. She's a best-selling author and a mother of four. And she has an honorary doctorate of music from the Berklee College of Music, perhaps the most prestigious school of music in the country. She's a sweet, gentle person who deserves every honor she's received. And she is someone that I'm proud to call friend for 25 years now. It's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Melissa Etheridge to KCSN. Yay!
Thank you, Jim.
And that's just a short list of the highlights.
Oh, you are so sweet. I have to tell your listeners that you are a dear, dear, and I'm trying not to say old, but yes, 25 years. You're a dear friend of mine in the business. You have interviewed me for almost every single album I've had out. We missed one somehow.
Yeah, we'll get back to that later.
All right. But you know me inside and out, so I can't wait to hear what you're going to ask me.
Well, thank you. And I was going to say, you've come a long way since that first conversation we had back in 1988. So congratulations on on everything to this point. And now you've got a new album out. It's called Fourth Street Feelings. So I figured I'd lob the softball question out first. Where is Fourth Street and what is a Fourth Street feeling?
Right. Well, one, it's a hard thing to say, isn't it? Fourth Street feeling. I want to apologize to all my DJ friends for that.
It doesn't roll off
the tongue. No, not at Melissa Etheridge, Fourth Street feeling. The Germans, they're really mad at me. But Fourth Street is, I grew up in Leavenworth, Kansas, far away from Los Angeles. But I grew up there. It's a small town. Yes, we have the prison. But the main drag, you can drive a good 15 minutes on it. It's the one main road. It's called Fourth Street. Mm-hmm. And when I learned to drive, when I first, came into myself, was on that street. Lots of memories there. And when I was recording this album here in Los Angeles, we recorded in Encino. I actually wrote the song in the studio, because there were some things happening with family and this and that, and it was just like, Calgon, take me away, and that's where the song came from, was take me away back to that Fourth Street feeling, back when everything I had I could put in my car and I didn't have to, I was thinking, if I just ever become famous, I won't have any problems anymore.
Which, how'd that work out?
I want you to know, it doesn't work out that way. You always will have your own issues. But you have your beautiful memories, and I do, of Fourth Street in Leavenworth, Kansas.
Excellent. Well, the first song that we heard from Fourth Street Feeling came out a little ahead of the album. It's called Falling Up, and you play some sort of a cockamamie instrument on that song. It's called a banjitar, and you're kidding, right? That's not an actual instrument, right?
You know, that's what they call it. They call it the banjitar. This is what happened. I had heard, the kids and the music that they're making nowadays. It's been very interesting to me in the last 10 years how music has gone back to this very organic, very basic, mandolins and banjos and acoustic guitars and, 10 people singing all together, that sort of sound that's out there. I said, look at that. Everyone's really enjoying that. I thought, well, I play the banjo. I used to give banjo lessons in Leavenworth, Kansas. I thought, because I used to play in the country bands when I first started. And I thought, I'll pull the old banjo out, see what I can do. And so I took it to the studio, and I kind of started playing around. And I'm not crazy good banjo player, but I do okay. And my guitar tech said, well, have you heard of the banjitar? I said, what is this? And it's a banjo body with a guitar neck. So it's like I can take all that I know about about guitar playing, actually, but make it sound like a banjo. So it's kind of cheating for those banjo enthusiasts. truly, the Banjitar is more like a guitar that just sounds like a banjo.
And how many
it's a
strings?
Fun name. The one I have is 12 strings. That makes it kind of unusual.
Whereas a banjo is 5.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And of course, and now we talk about it, and I didn't even bring it. I just brought my regular 12-string.
Exactly what I was going to say. Well, I'm going to ask you to play that song, but we're going to listen to it on a guitar that is so endemic of Melissa Etheridge, really. It's the 12-string Ovation Acoustic. I've seen you play this guitar many, many times, or unless it's a new one of the same kind. But
yeah, I go through them pretty. I'm pretty hard on them on the stage. So about every tour, I get a new set just because, you know, make them fresh. But I've played Ovation since I was 14, and this is now the signature Melissa Etheridge signature.
Isn't that wonderful?
Really nice. They've been so good to me. They even helped me. I designed it up and, you know, made it. It's a really great guitar. I love playing it.
Well, would you play it for us now?
How
about Falling Up?
Here it is. I sent a picture to my very best friend. Hey. And in the picture was me and my car at another dead end. If you want to come and find me, I can leave you a sign. My heart's a little heavy, but the rest of me is well. Fine, all fine, come on. So he is to me, yeah. Let's raise a cup. I am fancy free, and I'm falling, falling. That's right, that's right. Get the picture. Hey. Reaping what I sow. Oh, it's getting clearer than all that I love. So what I know. Come on now. So he is to me. Yeah. Let's raise a cup. I am fancy free, and I'm falling, falling. That's right, that's right. I'm falling up now. I'm falling up now. I'm falling up now. Come on, listen to me play now. Every now and then it gets too dark to see, too dark to see just what's in front of me. Every now and then I fall off the edge, right off the ledge, he's overhead. Am I giving in if I'm trying? Am I really falling or flying? Am I really living or dying? Am I really falling, falling, or flying? Come on, come on, won't you send me a picture? Hey, 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 everywhere that you've been. And honey, come on, come on, come on and shake it like a Polaroid. I'm falling up.
shake it like a Polaroid. An entire generation of people have no idea what the heck you're talking about.
Oh, was that that long ago?
I think it was.
Jesus.
That's fallen up. Melissa Etheridge live in the KCSN studios today. I'm Jim Nelson here. And Melissa, I'm a big fan of irony. So the title of that song instantly grabs me. But I think that there's more going on in that song than you just being clever with the title. What are you singing about there?
I got to tell you, you know, ever since breast cancer, my writing, my whole approach to music, my whole intention behind anything that I make now has definitely changed. It's about life, it's about spirit, it's about creating the path that I wish to go down and intending it, and I can't help but it goes into my music, and this song is definitely about about the journey, and the things that might happen, the relationships that one might have, the ups and downs, and you think you're fallen, but actually you can learn a lot. Well, that's what we're here to do, is learn through those encounters, those hard times. Mm-hmm. And so I now see, if I'm in one of those, I tend to think, wait a minute, am I falling? Is this bad? Am I going down? Or is this something that actually is lifting me up? And instead of thinking about it as falling, it's actually flying. So you have a choice. You can say, oh, I'm just falling, or wow, I'm flying through this journey, and I'm getting it.
Excellent. Well, on 4th Street Feeling, there's a few things that are different, and one of the things that I believe you've never done before is you played all the guitars this time, didn't you?
Yes. Now, a fan will tell you, you know, like, and I have some really intense fans that know more about me than I do, but they, it's wonderful. It's actually because I can then forget, and Lord knows I'm 51 and I do forget, but I did play all the guitars on Skin. But to me, it was, it just came from a totally different place. I didn't really get into it like this album. This album, yes, because I've been saying I played all the guitars for the first time, and I kind of didn't think of Skin, because it really is a different thing for me. That whole album is really different. But I just wanted to, it's a funny thing. I thought I was just so good on the guitar, like when I was about 30, that was as good as I was going to get. Uh-huh. And then I played for another 20 years, and I actually got better. And
it's surprise.
It's surprising. I don't know why I had this sort of, you're just as good as you get at 30. And I wanted to really branch out and do all of the lead guitar work, all the intense stuff, and the stuff that I've learned from sitting in the studio and playing with some of the greatest guitar players in the world. So, yeah.
Well, and it really shows you off, because there's some kick-ass guitar on here, but also you got several tunes on here that are very bluesy, so that's a whole different thing. In fact, that's one of the things. This album, and this is a compliment, so I hope it comes off that way, this doesn't sound so much like a Melissa Etheridge album in the sense that you go in a lot of directions that I haven't heard you go before. What goes into the process as a songwriter, in this case also co-producer, that you say, okay, how do you come up with the idea, okay, we're going to do all this different? How does that work?
Well, this was my 12th album. You know, I've been in the studio. I've created a lot for the last 25 years. And what I do most is to get up in front of an audience and sing these songs, share them with the audience. And that is where, you know, I can spend a couple of weeks in the studio and I can create that one sound, but I got to live with that forever, you know? The choices that I made in 1989, I'm on stage with, mm-hmm, in 2013 now. So I said, I want to create songs that I want to share live, that I can make as fun as I can for my audience and me, and that experience that I'm going to do forever. So each of these songs were taken from genres that I love, things that I love to play. I love to play the blues, and now that I'm playing guitar more, just, you know, breaking out, just loving it. It's, you know, it's a good 10-minute song on stage, and I just indulge myself completely. So this album was for me to perform on stage.
Well, that's great, and we have seen you perform it on stage, and it comes off great, and we'll get around to something like that in just a few minutes. But I am going to ask you now to, if you would, put the guitar down.
Mm-hmm,
put the guitar down, Melissa.
Put the guitar down.
I'm going to ask you to move over to the piano. You're going to play another song for us from 4th Street Feeling. We're here with Melissa Etheridge on 88.5 KCSN live in the studios, and we'll give her a minute to get set up at the piano. We'll be back in just a moment. It's 88.5 KCSN. Jim Nelson with you here, along with my friend Melissa Etheridge, who has moved over to the piano, and she's going to play another song for us now from 4th Street Feeling. This one is called A Disaster.
Yeah. The lies upon your lips, the anger in your hair, nuclear fingertips, annihilating stare. It seems wherever you go, you can't help but to explode. And your demons screaming out of control. Say goodbye to the enemy. Go find another master. Say goodbye to the best of me. And call it a disaster. Call it a disaster. Call it a catastrophe. Your intention is clear. It's set to self-destruct. You and your genocidal fear. Me and my dumb luck. Parasitical fascination with hysteric insinuation. Honestly, it scorches my soul. Say goodbye to the enemy. Go find another master. Say goodbye to the best of me. And call it a disaster. Call it a disaster. Call it a catastrophe. Move on. On. There's nothing here for you to see. Move on, move on. I'm just another casualty. Yeah. Say goodbye to the enemy. Go find another master. Say goodbye to the rest of me. Call it a disaster.
Melissa Etheridge live on KCSN. The song is A Disaster from her new album, 4th Street Feeling, one of many songs from that album that you've heard here on KCSN. And now you just heard Melissa play it live right here on our piano. Melissa, I'm sorry to do this, but it's an interesting question, and I hope it will be okay. But like 2001's album Skin, which you brought up a minute ago, 4th Street Feeling clearly has some open wounds here in the lyrics. You allude to some things. Obviously, it's well documented. You were getting out of another relationship at the time when some of these songs were being written. And I can understand how writing them is a catharsis, but what about when it's time to go play them live night after night after night? It's almost, I would think it's like reopening the wounds. What is that like?
Well, the funny thing is I've been doing this forever. This is the way that I've always written my songs. Thing was, when my first album came out or my fourth album came out, no one knew who I was singing about. No one knew the particulars in the music. Nowadays, you're going to know all the things that I'm letting out cathartically. Mm-hmm. And so there's a little difference in that. And what I tend to do on stage is kind of acknowledge the elephant in the room. Oh yeah, let me give you some relationship advice, like you should take it from me, you know, like, you know, I'm an expert on this now. And just bring the audience in and go, "Yeah, this is a cathartic experience. This is what I do. This is what I've always done is be on my journey and then have the experience and put it into music and write about it and look at it and examine it and then sing it out, you know, I'm the only one, or like the way I do, or whatever it is, or it's just a disaster, let's just move on, you know, that's what's going on inside and that's what I need to tell myself, and I love sharing it with my audience. It's actually it's a really nice bond.
So it's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to ask you to play one more song on another guitar and to give you a moment to get set up on that. We'll be right back in a second with a classic song from Melissa Etheridge live on KCSN. 88.5 KCSN. Jim Nelson with Melissa Etheridge here in the studio. She's got that Ovation 12 string strapped on again and you know, play one for us from your catalog now, huh?
Yeah.
This is called I Want to Come Over from Melissa Etheridge on KCSN.
I know you're home. You left your light on. You know I'm here. The night is thin. I know you're alone. I watched the car leave. Your lover is gone. Let me in. Open your back door. I just need to touch you once more. Huh? Oh, I wanna come over. To hell with the consequence. You told me you love me, and that's all I believe. I wanna come over. It's a need I can't explain. To see you again, I wanna come over. I know you're confused. I know that you're shaken. You think we'll be lost once we begin. But I know you're weak, and I know that you want me. Lover, don't speak. Oh, let me in. Open your back door. I just need to touch you once more. Oh, oh, I wanna come over. To hell with the consequence. You told me you love me. That's all. It's a need I can't explain. to see you again. I want to come over. Whoa. Whoa. I know you're confused. I know that you're shaken. You think we'll be lost once we begin. But I know you're weak. And I know that you want me. Lover, don't speak. Let me in. I wanna come over. To hell with the consequence. You told me you love me. That's all.
Etheridge pouring her heart and soul into When I Want to Come Over on 88.5 KCSN. Now, Melissa, a recurring theme in your life and all the things, your lyrics and the things we read, is truth. Truth is a very important thing to you. And in the spirit of that, I have a confession to make to you right now.
Oh, here it is. Right here on live radio.
I've told the listeners this. For the longest time, you know the line in that song where you say, I want to come over to hell with the consequence?
Did you think
I thought
it was the concert plans?
I thought it was the concert plans, and I used to think, Melissa, you're better than that.
I would never do that. I know.
I know you wouldn't.
I can't believe. No, it's actually, you're not alone in this, you know.
Oh, good.
Believe me, you're not alone.
I'm not the only one?
You're not the only one who thinks this. There's actually a calendar or a book or something of lyrics that you think were one thing but are the other. And that lyric is in there. It's to hell with a consequence.
Yeah.
And nowadays, and I thought, how could people ever think that my music would come before the relationship? No. I'm going to always be on stage. And I started listening to the recording, and I went, I am singing concert plans. Wait a minute. That sounds like concert plans. It's consequence. And every time I sing it on stage, I'm like, consequence, consequence. But, you know, that's one of those things.
Well, years went by before I finally heard it the right way and went, oh, silly me. Well, if you've dedicated your life to speak the truth at all times. So the question I have, and this is going to be the final question for the day. It all sounds well and good and easy enough. I think that's my cell phone going off.
Professional player. Yeah.
It all sounds well and good, but the first time one of your close friends says, do you like my new haircut? And you don't. How do you tell the truth in situations like that? Or are you okay with just hurting their feelings?
Dear Jim Nelson, the truth is not a judgment. The truth is not black or white. The truth is just where I am. And when I look at, I can see beauty and spirit in everything. And someone who wants to know, how do I look? You know what? You look amazing. You are, and I can see that. There is no, if you are making a judgment in your mind, you know, oh, I don't know where that's from, you know, or whatever, that's me. That's my own, my own judgment, my own thinking, oh, poor her, victim me. And I choose not to be a judge or a victim. I'm going to be right there in the middle. I'm going to be in the balance of what I call between, you know, of love other than fear. And so I'm going to look at you, and you know what, Jim? Your hair looks great. It looks absolutely awesome. You are beautiful.
Great. I wasn't asking about me, but thank you so much for that.
I know.
Well, we've been having a great time on the air with Melissa Etheridge today, 88.5 KCSN. I want to thank you so much for coming down here and not only playing these songs, but you poured your heart into all three of them, and that was special. And let's do this again sometime, shall we?
Well, you're so close to home. It's actually difficult to get out here because, you know, I only come out here when I'm not working, and then there's, you know, kids to pick up, and there's
I was going to say, what are you doing tomorrow? But okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's my dance card is very full.
We'll do it another time soon, sure. I'm sure. But thank you for this. It's always great to see you, and we'll do it again, I know. I'll thank Melissa Etheridge. I also want to thank Matt Blake, Michelle Menachikanian, and Tristan Dolce for engineering this session today here on 88.5 KCSN. Let's get back to the music.